Welcome to Mr. Carnivore, coming to you live from Del Ellis International Studio. I'm Del Ellis, and this is where we're going to take a predator's mindset and apply it to leadership. If you want to be stronger, sharper, and more powerful, then listen up, because this is where we're going to turn you into the apex leader. Let's get after it. Carnivore mindset and leadership, it isn't about position, it's about power, discipline, and execution. As Jack Welch said, before you're a leader, success is about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is about growing others. Leadership isn't about titles, it's about action. It's about setting the standard and pushing yourself and others to the next level. A true carnivore leader doesn't wait for opportunities, they create them. So how do we lead like a predator? Three steps to dominating leadership like a carnivore. Number one, build relentless self-discipline. The man who has no inner discipline becomes a victim to his environment. Gordon Parks. Weak leaders make excuses. Strong leaders make progress. If you can't discipline yourself, you can't expect anyone to follow you. The first step to dominating leadership is mastering yourself. Number one, implement a strict time blocking system. Allocate specific time slots for critical tasks and ruthlessly protect them. Number two, master the art of saying no. Learn to decline requests that don't align with your priorities, preserving your focus. Number three, engage in regular stress testing. Push your mental and physical limits through the challenging activities, building resilience. Number four, maintain a daily journal of self-reflection. Track your progress, identify your weaknesses, and chart your course for improvement. Number five, establish a personal board of directors. Seek counsel from trusted advisors who can provide honest feedback and guidance. The spoils, if you'll do these things, you'll become a leader others admire and want to follow. Gaining unwavering confidence and resilience. Become a master of your own domain. The bear traps of lack of discipline leads to chaos, lost respect, and failure, resulting in a life of regret and unfulfilled potentials, becoming a slave to your own impulses. Step two, create a clear and unshakable vision. The future belongs to those who see possibilities before they even become obvious. John Scully. A predator locks onto its targets before making a move. A true leader does the same. If you don't have a clear vision for yourself and your team, no one will follow you. Now, how to hunt like this? Number one, conduct a future state. Analyze, project your organization trajectory 5 to 10 years into the future. Identify potential opportunities and threats. Number two, develop a vision manifesto. Create a concise and compelling statement that encapsulates your vision, serving as a rallying cry. Number three, implement a strategic war room. Create a dedicated space for planning, analysis, and strategic decision making. Number four, establish a vision feedback loop. Regularly solicit input from your team and stakeholders, ensuring your vision remains relevant and aligned. Number five, integrate vision into daily operation. Ensure every decision, action, and communication reinforces your overarching vision. The spoils of the hunt, if you do these things, you're going to inspire and direct your team towards greatness, creating a legacy of purpose and achievement, building a future that others only dream of. The bear traps, if you don't, confusion, misalignment, wasted effort will drag you down, causing your organization to become stagnant and wither, becoming a victim of circumstances. Step three, execute with relentless determination. It's not the will to win that matters. Everyone has that. It's the will to prepare to win. That's what matters. Paul Bear Bryant. A lion doesn't hesitate. It strikes. The best leaders aren't the ones who think about doing great things. They're the ones who take action daily. How to hunt this way. Number one, you're going to want to implement a rapid, prototyping approach. Test and iterate on ideas quickly, minimizing risk and maximizing learning. Number two, develop a performance measurement dashboard. Track key metrics and indicators, providing real-time insights into progress. Number three, cultivate a culture of urgency. Foster a sense of momentum and accountability, driving rapid execution. Number four, establish a learning and development ecosystem. Invest in continuous training and development, empowering your team to excel. Number five, build a network of strategic alliances. Forge partnerships with key stakeholders, expanding your reach and influence. The spoils of the hunt, if you'll do these things, you're going to gain momentum, make real progress, and build an unstoppable reputation, becoming a force to be reckoned with, achieving goals thought impossible. The bear traps if you don't. Indecision and fear will leave you stuck, watching others pass you by, resulting in a life of missed opportunities and regret. Become a spectator in your own life. Man, wouldn't that really stink? Now, the trophies of dominating leadership like a carnivore. Number one, you're going to earn respect by learning with confidence and strength. Number two, you're going to build a high-performance team that trusts and follows your vision. Number three, you're going to see opportunities that weaker leaders miss. Number four, you're going to become the kind of leader that people remember and admire. The bear traps if you don't do these things. You're going to get overlooked for promotion, influence, and opportunities. Number two, your team lacks direction and motivation. Number three, you'll stay stuck in mediocrity, never realizing your full potential. Number four, you're going to watch others surpass you because they took action while you hesitated. Now, why hunt or train with Dallas International? Dallas International, we don't just teach leadership, we forge it. We give you the mindset, the strategies, and tools to dominate in your field. Weakness isn't an option. We do these podcasts Monday through Saturday, so be here daily. I tell everybody, 6 days of fun's all I can take. I want you to like, share, follow, and subscribe because the world needs stronger leaders, and it's going to start with you. I'm Del Ellis, and I'm passionate about changing life. Now get out there and unleash the carnivore within.